Transgender Activists Try to Redefine Women as Womkshen, by Neil Monroe on December 29, 2019. Transgender activists want to define women as womkshen to blur and hide the biology-based cultural and legal distinctions between men and women. The exclusion of transgender individuals by some who use the woman term has given rise to another spelling. Womkshen, meant to include trans and non-binary women and intersectional feminism, according to dictionary.com. The womkshen term denotes gender fluidity and inclusivity, claimed Daisy Jones, an editor at Viceuk. The dictionary.com site shows how womkshen was created by transgender activists to trump the older term woman, which was intended to spotlight the distinctions between men and women. Woman is recorded as early as 1975 during second wave feminism. One notable early instance was the Michigan Women's Music Festival, which was held annually starting in 1976 until 2015. This was a feminist music festival only open to woman-born women, i.e., or cisgender women. It was much criticized for its exclusion of transgender individuals, which exclusion has led to another alternative spelling of women, womkshen, meant to include trans and non-binary women in intersectional feminism. The Woman Music Festival was repeatedly crashed by transgender men, who eventually forced the annual event to close in 2015. Mainstream conservatives and feminist opponents of the transgender ideology say women's legal rights depend on government and public recognition of the biological distinctions between men and women. For example, a conservative editor of the New York Post tweeted, "If men who say they are transgender are actually treated as women, the consequences for women are extraordinary," said a tweet from one anonymous woman who describes herself as a black lesbian prosecutor. She continued, "Males will then be allowed in women's showers, sports, dorms, prisons, rape shelters, etc. All our sex-based rights WLDB forfeit. This is, obviously, a non-starter. We will not submit." Lesbian and gay groups are increasingly stepping in to defend the language. For example, the UK-based LGB Alliance slammed the womkshen term. Transgender activists say their cross-sex identity will be invalidated if other people do not accept their claim to have switched sex. So they are demanding that the government and companies force ordinary people and employees to treat them as members of the opposite sex. But everyone is valid as a human being. Forcing others to participate in a lie doesn't increase your validity, responded Katie Parker, a historian and feminist. Your worth shouldn't rely on others to see you as something you are not, she said. Breitbart News has extensively covered the aggressive campaigns to redefine sex-related pronouns and nouns, such as man and woman, so that civic rules can be rewritten by progressive elites as they seek to expand divide and rule diversity. In general, the established press has submitted to this political campaign to change the meaning of fundamental language terms. But the vast majority of Americans want the federal and state governments to protect the evolved language and the laws that help ordinary people manage their two-sex society of equal, complementary, and very different men and women, girls, and boys. Transgender facts. In general, the transgender ideology says a person's legal and civic recognition as a man or a woman is determined by their gender identity, not by their biology. The ideology also insists that men and women are more or less interchangeable, and it objects to the public's view of the two sexes as simultaneously different, complementary, and equal. The transgender advocates want to impose their ideology on Americans by establishing transgender rights laws. Those rights would require the Department of Justice to penalize individuals and groups who insist that biology determines each person's male or female status, and also shapes people's likely political, civic, and personal priorities. Polls show that the transgender ideology is deeply unpopular, especially among women and parents. In 2017, former President Barack Obama told National Public Radio, NPR, that his promotion of the transgender ideology made it easier for Donald Trump to win the presidency. Multiple polls show that most Americans reasonably wish to help and comfort people who think they are a member of the opposite sex. But those polls also show that Americans reject the transgender ideology's claim that people's legal sex is determined by their feeling of gender identity, not by biology. A UK survey shows a similar mix of sympathy for people who say they are transgender alongside lopsided opposition to the ideology. The transgender movement is diverse, so its different factions have competing goals and priorities. It includes sexual liberationists, progressives, feminists who wish to blur distinctions between the two sexes, and people who glamorize the differences between the two sexes. It includes high-profile children, people who are trying to live as members of the opposite sex, troubled teenage girls trying to flee womanhood, and people trying to detransition back to their sex. It also includes men who demand sex from lesbians, masculine autogenophiles who say they are entitled to women's rights, and alpha males who insist they are the natural leaders of women. The movement also includes parents who are eager to support their children's transgender claims, wealthy donors, politicians, political professionals, revenue-seeking drug companies, surgeons, and medical service providers. Transgender advocates claim that 2 million Americans say they are transgender to a greater or lesser extent. But very few people who describe themselves as transgender undergo cosmetic surgery of the genitals. Only about 4,118 Americans surgically altered their bodies in hospitals from 2000 to 2014 to appear like members of the opposite sex, according to a pro-transgender medical study. A Pentagon report commissioned by former Defense Secretary James Mattis said that rates for genital surgery are exceedingly low, -2% of transgender men and 10% of transgender women. Yet the gender ideology is rapidly gaining power, aided by huge donations from wealthy individuals and medical companies. The progressive push to bend Americans' attitudes and their male and female civic society around the idea of gender identity has already attacked and cracked many popular social rules. Those rules help Americans manage cooperation and competition among and between complementary, different, and equal men and women. These pro-gender claims have an impact on different sex bathrooms, shelters for battered women, sports leagues for girls, hiking groups for boys, K-12 curricula, university speech codes, religious freedoms, free speech, the social status of women, parents' rights in child-rearing, children's safety, practices to help teenagers, health outcomes, women's ideals of beauty, culture and civil society, scientific research, prison safety, civic ceremonies, school rules, men's sense of masculinity, law enforcement, military culture, and children's sexual privacy.